Hello, and welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in Chapter 10 with verses 19 and 20. Today is our practice. Whose offspring can be honorable? Human offspring. Those who fear the Lord are honorable offspring. Whose offspring can be disgraceful? Human offspring. Those who transgress the commandment are disgraceful offspring. Among relatives, their leader is honored, but whoever fears God is honored among God's people. Well, as you can tell before I begin today, that my voice is still not quite back to normal. Kind of hard to get certain notes out of it, and definitely not any singing voices are available. But I continue to try and share what God is asking of me. So today we talk about families. We all want perfect families, but the truth is most are not faultless families. Where does this perfection come from? Parents who teach Christ over the world, or parents who teach freedom of self as the world? If there is one thing I could change about my past, it would be how I was instructed in God's holy way early in life. That way, I would have had the chance to experience the Lord's freeing way of salvation. I didn't learn what this meant at all when I was young. Did you? I learned about excess from my father, and I learned honesty from my mother. My dad owned his own business and took risks, drank too much, and sought the way of gambling, wine, and women. My mom gave me solid instruction on how to be just not me in the Lord. Not that she didn't believe, I think she was unaware of how to really see to it that Christ should be the center of our life. Though they divorced when I was just 13, I do not fault either of them or hold anything against her or my dad, for I have learned to pick up Jesus where I stand and share Him who saved the world. My poem reflects today how an honorable person is created in God's truth through the development of parental influence, seeing God as the only way to know redemption of your sins and find life eternal as the peace we all seek. Amen. It's a 9-stanza poem. It's titled, Honorable Offspring in Courage. In the realm of humble abode where love resides, there dwells a family, their hearts open wide. A father, a mother, guiding with care, nurturing their offspring, teaching them to dare. For in this household there's a sacred creed to honor the Lord and follow His lead. Their children a blessing, a gift from above, destined to embrace the light of His love. As the years unfold, their spirits take flight, guided by principles shining ever bright. They learn the importance of reverence and awe, to fear the Lord and honor His law. In the depths of their hearts a flame does ignite, burning with passion, a beacon of light. They strive for righteousness in all that they do, for they know that honor is earned, not pursued. With wisdom and grace they navigate life through trials and challenges ripe with strife. Their faith unwavering as they face each test, knowing that with God they are truly blessed. As they grow older, their influence expands, becoming leaders with hearts and minds in command. They stand firm in their beliefs, never to sway, inspiring others to walk the righteous way. Their actions speak volumes, their words ring true, a testament to the Lord in all that they do. Their honor shines brightly like a guiding star, leading others to where the blessings are. In this family, united and strong, their love for the Lord echoes in song. Their offspring, honorable, fearless, and true, blessed to have parents who taught them what to pursue. So let us cherish the gift of this tale, of offspring who become leaders without fail. For when we fear the Lord and follow His lead, we too can find honor in word and in deed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander to be born in February. We praise God each and every morning and thank our Lord and Savior in His precious blood. By His name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from Sirach 10. It's verses 19 and 20 as our practice, two stanza poem. It brought our nine stanza poem of an ongoing work a few moments ago, but to integral depth, look, poetry comes in two stanzas for verses 19 through 20 in chapter 10 of Sirach. It's titled, Offspring Honoring the Lord Choose. Honorable offspring can be whose? Offspring of humans for God's sake. Offspring honoring the Lord choose. Not to be disgraceful. Offspring fake. Commandment transgress, offspring disgraceful. Honor the leader of your relative's being. People God-fearing, honored, graceful. They choose to be pure and never distasteful. Amen. I'm Tom Sugars Wiggins. It's January 18th, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. The work went a little over today as we were just reflecting on the honorable life of offspring, how they become honorable. And it reminds me that today is the 8th birthday of my oldest grandson, and that's Oliver Harry Stern, and just wish him a happy birthday today. And we pray that his parents overcome their injustice that's taking place right now. So we pray for Oliver today. Happy birthday, Oliver. We love you, and we'll talk to you at some point in our lives. We do pray that that's the will of our Lord. God bless you today as we close at 9:33. In Jesus' name, as we do often each morning, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to live forever is in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. I love you, Toni.